always have two edges. God always gets the last word. Sometimes men, their arrogance and their fools think they can cut you down. The Bible says in that final day, when we stand before Him, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Every knee, every tongue, even the worst abuser and blasphemer will pause in his long enough to acknowledge you're the Master, you're God, you're supreme, you're sovereign, you're above all. And I bow before you. Whether willingly or unwillingly, every knee will bow. And the Word of God will bring every man to his knees. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that they knew God. There's no such thing as an atheist. It doesn't exist. Simply people that have rejected the knowledge of God. The Bible said that God looks on the heart. God knows the heart. Verse number 20 of this same chapter tells us that every man is without excuse. Don't tell me that anyone can look at the splendor and the magnitude and the exactness of the creation and then his heart say, there is no creator. Every child is born with a sense of awe. Now it can be educated out of you. It can be forced out of you. It can be knocked out of you. But everybody's got it. The Bible said there is given to every man a measure of faith. God makes sure that every human being has a measure of faith in his heart. And he has the ability to believe. There's a danger in Revelation. So the Bible said they knew God. And everybody, at some point, and in some measure, knows God. And then it says, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Now here's the problem. They did know Him. But for some motive, they decided not to glorify Him as God. Some, was it peer pressure? Generally. Was it wanting to please some person? Some group of people? It's not popular to believe in God? In today's society, it's not popular to believe in God. And you will be thought a fool if you don't believe in evolution. You will be looked upon as uneducated and ignorant if you don't believe in evolution. Because everybody that's educated believes in evolution. You know the origin of evolution? It tells you right here. You know how it came about? It tells you right here. Man, Here's where it all came from. It said, because they knew God, but they didn't want to glorify Him. They did not want to give Him His honor. They did not want to give Him His place. Let me tell you the bottom line. They did not want to be accountable to God. They wanted to live their own way and not answer to anybody. They wanted to change God's rules and replace them with their own. They refused to glorify Him as God. And so, and now this next verse is very telling. This portion, it says, neither were thankful. You hear me today. You better maintain a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. When you start letting that slip away, you're standing on some dangerous ground. When you allow the spirit of this age to get a hold of you, and you murmur, and you complain, and you gripe about everything, you complain with your mouth full and a roof over your head, and you lose the sense of thanksgiving and gratitude, that's dangerous. When you can walk out into God's sunshine and you can feel the refreshing of God's rain and see the stars studded heavens above you at night and not feel the when you can walk across God's verdant carpet, watch the flowers of the spring. Amen. Watch trees with their little branches raised, waving in honor to their king. And you feel no sense of gratitude. When you can sit down to a meal meant to nourish your body and feel no sense of gratitude. There's a spirit in this age. I said there's a spirit in this age. There's a spirit in this age. And it's a spirit of ingratitude. Amen. So that's the danger. Revelation is rejecting. Now, it says, because they knew God, glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, the Bible says, but became vain. The word vain means empty. In their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. I love this next verse. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I don't care how many degrees you have attached to your name. You may have more degrees than a thermometer. Makes no difference. You can still be a fool. When you stand against the knowledge of the Word of God. You hear me today, young people. You're gonna sit in classrooms with teachers and professors that are fools. Let me tell you how to know one. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. I don't care how many accolades he has. I don't care how much money he has in his bank account. I don't care how big his house is or what kind of car he drives. I don't care if students kiss the ground he walks on. If he opens his mouth and says, there is no God, he's a fool. Mark him. Mark her. And suspect their every word. They have revealed themselves by their own mouth. Who am I to say that? Just a believer in Jesus Christ. A believer in God. That's all. But you know what? I have perfect peace. I have an indescribable joy. And I can live every day just knowing that I'm right. Hallelujah. And everything's all right. Amen. Everything's okay. And my world is all right. Amen. It says, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image. Now, I want to show you the foolishness of this. Men took stones that God created and with their own instruments turned them into images of things that God created. Have you ever seen an idol that didn't look like something God made? They made it look like a bird that God made. Or they made it look like some creature, some animal that God made. Because their imagination's empty. You cannot imagine anything that God didn't make. Because your existence is limited to what God made. We do not have the ability of original thought. God is unfettered. But you and I are limited to what we see and what we hear. That's where knowledge comes from. What you see and what you hear. We're very limited today. Solomon, the wise man, said, there is nothing new under the sun. It's been said before. It's been done before. Nothing's new. Oh, it's a new thing. Huh, really? No, it's not new. You may have put a different dress on it, but it's not new. You may have put a new title on it, but it's not new. Been said before, been done before. Amen. And so the Bible says they created out of stones, out of wood, out of the elements that God made, they created these things, and then they said, these are gods. Let's worship these. My, they have power. No, they have eyes that cannot see. They have ears that cannot hear. They have no heart. They're made of stone. If they have hands, they have no power. Men delude themselves into thinking, oh, but this idol that I have made can save me. Now, we've taken a little further today. We're still using the same things that God made. Now then, we find a fossilized bone somewhere and then a piece of rock or a scratch made by a claw of some creature of thousands of years ago, and out of that scratch and out of those few bones, we create this whole creature. I mean, we get these bones and out of one bone we can make a whole dinosaur. Now, I believe in dinosaurs, don't get me wrong. But I don't think we really know what they look like. Because we don't have the whole situation. Oh, but we got skeletons. Yes, you do. But you don't have the flesh. You don't have the skin. That's all imagination. But we can take a few bones or a few scratches or a few footprints and we can create a world out of them. And tell our children that you're fools if you don't believe this. You can't even graduate out of my science class unless you believe what I tell you. But we're diverse. We believe in diversity. We believe in diversity. As long as it's my diversity. Don't you dare deviate from what I say. You got to follow what we tell you, but we believe in diversity. You talk about hypocrisy. It's full of it. Now listen, folks, and young people, I'm telling you today, the fool's not the one that doesn't believe in evolution. There's no proof of it. Zero. It's not even reasonable. It's a man's lie stacked on top of another man's lie. Stacked on top of another man's lie. But I don't care how deep the lies are, they're still lies. How do you know, Brother Grissom? There's only one way. Faith in the Word of God. Now, you're going to have faith one way or the other. They'll laugh at you because you don't have faith in their idea. But that's all it is faith in their idea. They have no proof. They talk about the missing link, but all the links are missing. When God allowed them a few years ago to really, Brother Hart, uncover, they didn't make it. They uncovered the truth of DNA. It blew them completely out of the water. All it did was expose their lies. Because the building, we already knew this. The Bible, way back in the book of Genesis, it said that it let every fruit of the field, every tree, every seed bring forth after its kind. After its kind. And the animals bring forth after its kind. Mutations, yes, there are mutations. They're scientifically proven. We see them. They're observable. We know that sometimes there are mutations of things. But you know, a horse is always going to bring forth a horse. It's never a cow. Never. An orange tree will always produce oranges. That's how you know it's an orange tree. Always does. Always does. Always does. Now, yes, we have been able to go in and be able to through our great knowledge of science, we've been able to graft some things in and create pangelos and other kind of O's. I don't know what all the O's are, but we read some years ago, oh, you talk about a great revelation. It said man has created life in the test tube. Really? No. They took what God made and they put it in a different environment called the test tube instead of a womb. And they put the elements together, and just like always, life was conceived. Just a different environment. Same elements. Man has never created one element. Revelation. Danger of revelation. You see, but they professing themselves to be wise. Oh, they'll tell you they are. Don't you dare contradict them. They will rip you to shreds. They will make you look so foolish and so ignorant. You backwoods hick, how dare you come here and challenge me? So different from the one that said, handle this. Try. God invites examination. God wants you to try Him out. He begs you to do it. Because He has nothing to hide. All you will find in Him is the discovery of truth and righteousness and good. He has nothing to hide. So they changed the glory of the uncorrupted God into images. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. And if we ever live in a day of creature worship, this is it. Some little old starlet starving herself to death looks good on film, and the whole world goes nuts. Ooh, I want to be like Miles. Or whoever else it is. Or some good looking fella gets up with some swivel hips and does a few dance numbers and woo! Want to be like Michael. Hey, buckle your seatbelt now. I'm getting ready to go where you don't want me to go. Some hunk catches a football or throws one. He's God! Or he hits a baseball or shoots a basketball. So what? I work a job. Big deal. So you can hit a baseball. So you can catch a ball. Big thing. So you can sing a song. So can multiply millions of others. So you can act like somebody else. So what? Big deal. Oh, but creature worship, we're into it big time. You know why? Because your life's empty. Because your life is empty. And your life is empty because you haven't given glory to the Creator. Well, I could preach a metal one here. And now we've decided how fat and skinny people need to be. There you go. Amen. Now let's regulate what people eat and don't eat. Except for the special people. Leave them alone. Let them eat what they want to. Let's regulate what people drive and how people get around. Except for the special people. Because they're important. And they're different than us. Creature worship. Creature worship. And it's all a result of whenever we reject revelation. People are trying to fill their lives with husk because they have rejected the meat of the Word and the milk of the Word. Amen. The Bible says they change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. For this cause, because they didn't want to retain God, He gave them up. Amen. The Bible says God gave them up to vile affections. Let me tell you, whenever a man goes after a man, that's a vile affection. It's against nature. Hello? We still believe that? I want to make sure our young people hear this today, because your society is trying to change that. But I'm going to tell you today, we don't hate homosexuals. We don't hate lesbians. They're human beings just like the rest of us. But we hate the sin. And it is sin. And it's not right. It's not an alternate lifestyle. It's the result of a twisted mind that rejected God. All you got to do is look at people's plumbing to know the difference. It's just that simple. If God treated you to be Steve, He never intended you to be Eve. Doctors can change your plumbing, but they cannot change what you are. Oh, but I'm a man trapped in a woman's body. No, you're just deceived. You need to get the spirit of truth. And when you get the spirit of truth, you'll understand that God made you to be Steve. Go ahead and be Steve. If God made you Roberta, don't want to be Robert. It's a spirit of confusion, folks, and our world's ate up with it. And you're not even supposed to say what I'm saying today. It won't be long before I might get arrested for saying it. Will you start a jail ministry? Hello? I'm telling you the truth today, folks. The worst thing you can do is stand up and call sin sin. I'm telling you where it all came from. It's right here. It's very plain. Now, I don't know what else this can mean. It's plain as it can be. Verse 27 talked about the women. Then verse 27 said, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. Have two men ever conceived a child? Have two women ever conceived a child? Never will. Never will. That's absolutely against what God created the male and the female for. That ought to tell us something right there. And we shouldn't allow adoption to put a child in that situation. I'm telling you, folks, verse number 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is simply a mind that cannot recognize right or wrong, can't tell the difference. And we have a world that is reprobate. They cannot tell the difference between right and wrong. Why? Because they rejected truth. And when you reject truth, what are you going to believe? Error. And everything is confusion from that point on. You don't know the difference between light and dark. And we have judges sitting on benches making decisions that are reprobate. And you and I may one day wind up in their courtroom. All right, let me hurry along here. I'm trying to get through. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. How'd that do? That's in there with a bunch of bad stuff. Hey, young people, y'all reckon that ought to be there? Yeah, shake your head like this right here. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. That's our world, folks. And you know what they're telling us today? If it wasn't for you Christians, y'all are the source of all of this, coming along with your preaching and condemning everybody and judging everybody. Who's judging who? But I'm telling you, When you reject revelation and truth, this is the path you will follow. And you know the saddest truth of all? There are people that sat on these Pentecostal pews that are walking that road today. Because they received revelation and turned life. I don't want to see that. Don't tell me that. Don't teach me that. I want to serve God. I love Jesus just as much as anybody, but I'll love Him my way, and I'll worship Him my way, and I'll do it my way. Don't anybody tell me any different. Let me quit meddling here. Hush. Verse 32. Here, this is so tragic, right? Listen to this. Who knowing, everybody say knowing, the judgment of God. That they which commit such things are worthy of death. Hear this. Not only do the same things, but have pleasure in them. In other words, they'll bring a box in their house and they'll turn it on and they'll watch people do it. Not only do they do it, but they cheer other people on while they're doing it. Spirit of revelation. But they reject it. And they know there's a judgment. And they know God's going to disapprove. And they know God's going to judge. But they keep doing it. And they enjoy watching other people do the same thing. Trying to get everybody on the bandwagon they can. Don't listen to your parents. Don't listen to your preacher. They're old folks. Get with it, man. This is fun. Look at us. Look at what a great time we're having. Stoned out of his mind. Boy, I won't remember it in the morning, but it's fun. I'll not know where I went or what I did. A friend of mine got all mixed up in that world. He told me that one day he woke up in the back seat of a car, didn't know whose car it was, looked outside, had no idea where he was. Walked inside the restaurant, a bunch of people in there, looked for somebody, didn't see anybody he knew. And finally he said, "Who owns that car out there?" And he identified it. Some people raised their hand and said, "Hey, Stan." And went over to their table. And he said, "Do I know you?" He said, "Yeah, we've been partying for 2 weeks. He didn't know who we were. 2 weeks of his week, that life completely lost. He has no knowledge of it. Don't know what happened. Know nothing about it." Boy, isn't that fun? Happens every day. For those cheap thrills, lives are ruined. Homes are broken. Children are abused. Over and over and over again. That's the When you know truth, you embrace it with everything that's in you. You get both of your arms around it. And you say, I'll never let you go. Proverbs had it right. Buy the truth. I don't care how high the price gets. I don't care what they call you. I don't care how they try to intimidate you and make fun of you. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't you sell this truth. Hear me, there's nothing that'll replace this. There's nothing that will replace this. The Bible is an exclamation point, and everything else is just a question mark. You can build your life on this because heaven and earth's been built on this. When all of this passes away, this will still be there. You can build on this. I love that point in the lesson. But in the very first verse in the Bible, the question to the two biggest, the answer to the two biggest questions is already answered. Is there a God? In the beginning, God. Where did I come from? Created. It's all there. And it's all true. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time. Amen. Thank you for your attention. Thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. Oh, but it's not enough just to know it. You've got to love it. Hey, you got to love it. The Bible said in the last days, he said there were going to come deceivers. Saying, I'm Christ. Follow me. And there'll be people saying, hey, he's out there. He's out there. Go over there. There he is. That's the Christ. And there's going to be people that will follow. Don't let it be anybody here. Don't let it be anybody here. The Bible said that because they receive not a love for the truth, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie and be damned. Folks, let's get a hold of this today. Let's believe it. Passionate about it. This is not my occupation. This is my life. This is not what I do on Sundays, but this is what I do 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This is it, folks. This is it. No farce, no folly. This is it. Amen. I think it'd be good if we just come and recommit ourselves here today to truth and to revelation. Amen. God, I'm so thankful for what you allowed me to see.
Go back now. It's too late.
I'm responsible.
You can't go back now.
I'm responsible.
Why did you wait?
Oh, what that?
You had it all.
God, help me to live like the Apostle Paul. With that constant ringing in my ears, I'm a debtor. I'm a debtor. I owe,
but you'll have,
because I know.
To wait now.
I have a revelation.
To hear your name.
I have a revelation.
And there,
because I have a revelation, I have a responsibility.
At last proclaim, he's the King.
I can't save, but I can tell people about the Savior. I can't heal anybody, but I can tell them about the Healer. I can't answer their questions, but I can tell them about the wise counselor. Jesus, I need you today. Thank you. life of truth. Oh, please
you
help me, God, to live my life in such a way, to walk in obedience, every footstep, every step
you
of the way. I don't ever want to get outside. I don't want to blur the lines, the boundaries of truth.
You can't go back now.
I don't want to flirt with the doctrines of deception.
You had a time.
God, I don't want to step outside the bounds. Oh,
you
no.
Could
oh,
have
no.
changed.
But I want to walk in truth every step of the way.
But
every
have
step
to wait now
of the way.
To